Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our sermon this morning are from 1 John chapter 1 through chapter 2, verse 2. I would invite you to rise for the reading of the sermon text. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So far, our text. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father, made manifest to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that by them you would separate us from this world for yourself and take for yourself this people according to your grace. We pray that you would sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed in Christ, have you ever thought about how powerful a word can be? I can remember a few times in my life when a word made a huge difference. I remember one class I had in seminary, and I wasn't having a good day. It was a gloomy day. I was down. The professor was talking on and on about these little Babylonian cylinder seals that they would press into the wax to prove identity. And he was going on and on about the archaeology of this. And I was going nuts. Glad to know about it, but at the time, you know. And my roommate was driving me crazy at this point in time, too. And he sat right next to me in the classroom. And he could see that I was having a bad day, and he leaned over and he whispered a word to me. And I almost split my side laughing. I'm not going to tell you what he said. You've probably had the opportunity in your life to make a difference with a well-chosen word. Maybe it's something as simple as a thank you, or a word of encouragement to a child that's disappointed you. Words can communicate. They can express our hearts to other people and change feelings and attitudes. Words can make a difference. But today I want to talk about the word that makes the ultimate difference, and that would be the word of God. In our sermon text today, Jesus John rather calls Jesus the word of life, or better yet, the message of life. And that's because Jesus expresses the heart of the Father to us. He's not just sound waves in the air or ink on paper. He embodies everything that God would have us believe and know about Him. And that message from God changes us. Does it ever change us? Just think about it. That message takes away unbelief and gives us faith. That message from God brings us from death to eternal life. And that message from God changes our whole outlook every day from gloom to great joy. Now, the message of life takes away our unbelief and gives us faith. Remember that. Just look at the apostles that first week after Easter, between Easter and Pentecost, really. During that time, they were fearful. They were filled with doubts and anxieties as they locked themselves in that upper room. They just couldn't handle the fact that Jesus had died. Nor could they quite yet accept that Jesus was alive. I especially wonder about the Apostle Peter and what he must have been thinking. Remember, he was the one who answered that question about Jesus with these words, "You are the Son of the living God." Remember how Jesus commended him. What must Peter have been thinking when he saw Jesus taken down from the cross and placed into the tomb? We confess that Jesus is true God as well, and yet when we find ourselves confronted with the awful things that can happen in this world, or when we don't feel loved, or when we feel that God didn't do something that we thought He should do, or when we wonder whether God is even listening, whether He's dead, as a philosopher once said. But the message breaks into that whole way of thinking. The message of God takes away our unbelief and gives us faith, not some intellectual thing that we are starting to think right, but something new to us, a new ability that God gives us to grasp what He is saying and to hear Him. That's why John starts our sermon text today by reminding us of the facts and testifying to them. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father and Him was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. John's whole point in this text is that God really did come in the flesh. The one who created all things in the beginning, He really did lay aside His heavenly glory for a time. And He came and He lived among us as one of us, a real human being. He really did shoulder the burden of our sins when He went to the cross. He really did rise bodily from the grave. John saw. Think about that. John touched the nail wounds. John witnessed these things, and they changed his outlook forever. He chose to share what he saw with us so that we might know the joy of God's message in Christ Jesus and share in John's joy. When you're plagued with doubts, They come upon all of us. When you're tempted by the distractions of this world and this life to forget about Jesus, even for a little while, stop and think about what John is saying here. He's not talking about an everyday occurrence. He's talking about the single most important thing that has happened in all of human history. He's talking about that one message that God wants to get across to us. Focus on that message. Apart from Jesus, we have nothing that will endure. Not a single thing. Apart from Jesus, we can only stumble around in the darkness and hurt ourselves and other people. And apart from Jesus, there's only the darkness of the grave and eternal night. John writes, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." Are we going to lose our way? Are we going to wander off into the darkness of sin? Well, yes, unfortunately. That's our nature. We would deceive ourselves if we thought otherwise. You and I are never going to get good enough that we can just coast through Christian life into heaven. We should never be so bold as to say, "I don't need to change. We don't need to change." We all need to change. That's what we should be saying. We are all caught in sin at times, in our weakness, just as the Bible shows us. But the message of God is that there is forgiveness in Christ. Turn to that message. Believe it. Confess your sins day in and day out. God will forgive you. Don't allow yourself the luxury of lying to yourself. Don't say, "I'm okay." Listen to what God is saying in His law. Meditate on it day and night. You will find no shortage of things to confess. Because that light of God penetrates into the deepest, darkest places in our souls to flush that sin out. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. God is light. And you know, if you want to see, you need light. You need the light of God in your life. We need Jesus. We need to be in fellowship with Him and walk with Him every single day of our lives. We need fellowship with one another, because that's how God has designed His church, that we should come together to receive the light from God and to hear His message. That message changes us, doesn't it? When God's grace strengthens us to leave sin behind, when it cleanses us from sin, when we walk with Jesus, what can cause us real harm? There's nothing. The worst that can happen to us is death. But in Christ, we know that even that death is swallowed up in victory. And it has no sting. That message even brings us from death to eternal life, from gloom to joy. What better way is there for us to sum up what John has to say this morning? Where there was gloom and the darkness of sin, now there is light and joy in Christ. You are forgiven. Don't forget that. You are saved by grace, God's undeserved love for you. You're saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That's His message to us. Why would we ever want to turn back from that? John continues, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." If you find yourself headed the wrong direction in your life of faith right now, Turn toward the light. You don't need to fear that God will reject you. Turn around and accept his forgiveness. It's offered freely. Nothing gives God greater joy than to see a life saved from the darkness. And what a difference that word of God makes. Jesus gives us the sure hope of eternal life and the courage to repent of our sins and the strength to make amends in our lives. John wrote the words of our text so that our joy would be complete. And indeed, it is as complete as the message of God, as Jesus Christ himself, who has saved us, who has brought us out of sin into the light of God. Do you want to change someone's life for the better? Well, think about the message you have heard today. Think about the message that brings us from unbelief to faith, from death to life, from gloom to joy. Perfect timing. And share that message. Share that message, fellow redeemed. Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.